The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning here on the 27th of April. We're running out of April quick. And in, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
What, am I going to have to pull every word out of you this morning?
Not at all.
What special day is it today? What national day?
Looks like it's Babe Ruth Day.
Is that Babe Ruth or Baby Ruth?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, baseball?
Baseball guy. It was born, well, not today, so I'm not sure why it's Babe Ruth Day.
Did you know he made more money than the President of the United States back in the 20s?
I didn't know that, but I figure most sports stars make more
money
than
the
President. Well,
you know, today that's not unusual. Well, back then, they said, you know, you make more money than the President. And he said, I'm having a better year than the President.
It's also Prime Rib Day, if you're a Prime Rib fan.
Dude, I need to take you out to Prime Rib. You know where they have it on Fridays?
Cattleman's? I'm just guessing.
No, I think, you know, we were just in the place, and it was a cool place. And on Fridays, they have prime rib.
Charlieu's?
Charlieu's might.
Oh. Well, you were just there last night.
So. Well, yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a minute here. But what's the weather look like?
Currently 54 degrees. Today's going to be sunny. A slight chance of showers tonight. High of 76, a low of 48. Tomorrow, a chance of showers, and then mostly clear tomorrow night with a high of 69, a low of 45. Friday's going to be sunny with a high of 78, a low of 53. Looks like Saturday we have a chance of showers, also Saturday night, so hopefully we'll get some rain. High of 78, a low of 51. Sunday's going to be mostly sunny with a high around 80, a low of 51. And it looks like Monday's chance of showers and partly sunny with a high of 75 and a low of 49.
Okay. Those dulcet tones that come flowing over the microphone here. We need the rain. So there's no doubt about that. And I still think, you know, if we could just have it rain every day for like 6 hours, a light penetrating rain, it would really help, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. But the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one tank, so you know what? It comes down to customer service. And the Kinney family provides great customer service. They treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business in Anderson. It's locally owned, locally run. Give them a call at 365-3793. So last night, Dr. Dugan was there. We had, we were at Charlieu's Tap House making pizzas. I don't know if Charlieu is listening right now, but he assaulted me with a pizza. You know, we learned how to, you poke them out. You know, it starts with this little round dough ball. Well, it's not a ball. It's like a little pad. And then you use your fingers and you push it out. And then when you get it to a certain size, you take it up and you start twirling it on your knuckles. I don't know. Have you ever done that, Tiffany?
I've seen it.
Okay. Doctor, you've
never done it. No.
Well, I tell you what. I was rolling last night, except about halfway through mine, you know, the whole center opened up. You know, like, and the light from God shone through. I went, oh. So, Charlieu is there, and he's twirling it, and there's a lot of us there behind the counter. He turns around, and he smacks me in the eye with it. So, I have a lawyer that's on our show. I'm calling him this morning. Assault by pizza. Anyway, then we all make these pizzas, and then it's judged by the teen center. Teens from the teen center in Anderson. And mine was a pepperoni, sausage, green chili, extra cheese, And I made a happy face on it. Well, one of the kids voted me number one. But the winner last night was John Podesky, the chief of police down in Anderson. Won. He won with his pie of hope, is what he called it. And I'm not saying it has anything to do with he's the chief of police in Anderson and this is the teen center. I'm sure they had nothing to do with it. No, it didn't, because it was a good pizza pie. But a number of people were there to raise funds for the teen centers. And it was a great event. Linda had hers. She had hers was spy pie. And I'm not sure where that came from. But it was a good time. And we want to thank Charlie's for doing that. And the fact is that after we were finished, there was like 10 pizzas out there. And these were smaller pieces. These weren't like the huge pizzas. So everybody got several pieces of it. Yeah, I'm still not well this morning. But now I'm here with One Safe Place. I had to share that with everybody after last night. And I'm here with Tiffany Adeboni.
Adeboni
and Dr. Dugan. And we're going to, you know, they were on last month. And we were talking about the
Medical Safe Haven program and sex trafficking.
Right. And today we're going to talk about something much more serious. Well, I mean, that was serious. But this is kind of serious that I first heard about this when Angela Jones was the head of One Safe Place, and she went to a conference, and she came back, and she was just thoroughly, thoroughly astounded by what she heard, and she came on the show to talk about it, and that has to do with domestic violence and strangulation. So we're going to take a quick break first, and then we'll get right into that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines. Did you know you can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines and with one stop get anywhere in the world? Enjoy a great weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take the Alaskan cruise, which is a great cruise, by the way. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Reading. That's Alaska Airlines right out of our own airport right here. We're offering worldwide transit from Reading, and you don't have to drive to Sacramento to do it. We'll be right back.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't spell that kitchen blur, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yak-a-dee-yak.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
Shasta County voters, Stephanie Bridget is perpetrating a public safety hoax.
Pull the curtains back. Look through the smoke and mirrors.
Recently, Bridget claimed a 92% conviction rate in 2021. The truth? Bridget lost 18 out of 33 felony trials. More pathetic, Bridget lost 5 of 7 cases involving sex crimes on young children. Overall, Bridget has a 63% conviction rate on all felonies. Do you feel safer now? Stephanie Bridget, it's time for the public to know the truth. Prove your numbers. Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Moving in Stereo by The Cars.
Ooh.
And I think this song was kind of made popular from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Whoa. Okay. Hey, welcome back to the show. 7:17 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Our buddies over at Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani, has been there for 12 years. I tell you, he's our firearms dealer of choice, and it's because of customer service. It's because he's a good guy. It's because he always has the guns and the accessories we want when we're shopping, including ammo. He has, it's a one-stop shop. You can get your CCW class there. You can get it, buy the gun, buy the ammo, buy the holster, buy all the accessories, and get a CCW class at one spot. Bastiani Arms, I recommend them. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm here with One Safe Place, Tiffany Ottoboni.
Ottoboni.
You know, it's German, isn't it?
Italian.
Oh, German-Italian. You know,
yes.
The Axis. Okay. Dr. Dugan.
Doogie. Good morning.
We call him Doogie. it's not my fault. See, today I'm having blood drawn. So I haven't had anything stimulant since last night at about 7:30. No coffee, no tea, nothing. And now it looks like I can't get down to the VA until like 10. Yeah, I know. So you know what? It's probably not a good time to bring up things. That are non-work things. Okay, we're talking, you know, 3 years ago, Angela Jones went to a clinic someplace, and Dr. Dugan went with her. Yep. And it was a strangulation clinic. And when they came back, Angela came on the show almost right away and said what she learned down there and what Dr. Dugan was with her learned was this is a very serious problem. And so let's get started with this. Enough so that you started a clinic or a couple of clinics about this.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, strangulation has been well documented medical literature for a long time and the seriousness of it. But what was great about that conference was we had all the right people at the table to make, you know, the decision to open this clinic. And I need to really draw attention to Shasta Community Health Center because they funded this clinic. They've been super supportive. And the partnership that they've had with Shasta Community Health Center and One Safe Place has really provided a lot of care for patients who otherwise may not have access to that level of service, mm-hmm. And that specialization of that service. So it's really all about just the diagnosis and the treatment of these injuries, which are very serious. And it was just sort of one of those right place, right time, having everybody in the room that needed to be there to really open this clinic up. And it's spreading. It's spreading across California. We have a clinic in Tehama County. We're looking at Humboldt County. And I've been approached by other counties throughout California to start this model too. And so it's awesome to be able to provide this treatment and these diagnostic services to these patients throughout the state.
Well, you know, why is it so serious?
Yeah, I can go into that. It's amazing, you know, even though we're all physically different, our bodies, for example, you know, compare like somebody who's an Olympic athlete or, you know, an MMA fighter to, you know, somebody like me who's out of shape, right? I mean, clearly I'm not going to run the mile the way they do if I can even make a mile now. So, but our brains, on the other hand, are all bound by these same basic principles of physiology. And what numerous studies have shown going back, you know, 80 years plus is that whether you're in really good shape like an athlete or, you know, a police officer, or you're really out of shape like me, our brains are all limited by how long they can go without oxygen. And everyone, just about everyone, will lose consciousness if they don't have oxygen to their brain within about 5 to 10 seconds. So it's just incredible that the depth and the breadth of human beings that have been studied on this subject and how they all go down or lose consciousness.
And if you're speaking of MMA fighters, one of the things they do is they try to cut off their air.
Yep.
And they'll put them into a chokehold. And as soon as they start, you know, as soon as that's applied, they start tapping out.
Correct. It only takes that short amount of time.
It doesn't take long. Mm-hmm. And if you do it correctly. And if you do it correctly, you can, you know, you can defend yourself that way and all those things. And police, you know, now they're saying they can't do chokeholds. And in many cases, it's, you know, that has saved both the perp's life and the policeman's life when it gets down to it, but it can also be applied incorrectly. So, but it's all the same. You're going to start losing consciousness, and it can go bad quick.
Right. And the moment you lose consciousness, studies show you start to lose brain cells. And so there's been studies that looked at how many brain cells, this, that, and the other, and it's astonishing. And one of the areas that loses brain cells first is the area that's responsible for forming memory. It's called the hippocampus. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as we're speaking right now, although you're probably a little hypoglycemic not having coffee. I don't know how you do it without the coffee. I'd be a zombie right now. But, you know, right now as we speak, you know, all your listeners, their hippocampus is taking in this information.
I won't say days. I have gone for a couple of days, but by the third day, I start getting headaches. Isn't that weird?
I've never gone that long, so I don't know. I don't think I could.
Okay. Anyway, so you start losing your memory cells,
right?
If you lose oxygen,
correct. Right. And these are cells you're born with. So basically, you're born with just about all the cells you're going to have your whole life, and you hope to live your whole life and die someday at a ripe old age or whatever, and die with all those brain cells at the same time. But along the way, if you're strangled, that can cause an event that can cause you to lose those brain cells. And it's not like you can just replace these brain cells, right? It's not like a cut on your arm that's just going to grow back. And so it's no wonder that when you come out of the strangulation event, when you wake up, you have these chronic lingering memory problems, you know, storing new information, you know, taking it in and then storing it in your long-term memory. And studies as, you know, recent as this year have shown that patients who are strangled have those long-term memory problems because the cells responsible for taking in that memory are gone.
It's a very, very common complaint that we hear from survivors of strangulation, that they're having major memory issues, and it can affect their day-to-day activities of living. They can't work, they can't do schooling, they're having issues focusing. You know, it's very serious how it affects our brain.
And strangulation, from what I understand, it's, you know, as people are working up in their anger and the domestic violence levels, it can go from verbal to slapping or hitting. And then, but when you reach the strangulation side, that's kind of like the first next step is death.
Correct. That's why it's the last warning shot. Studies have shown that perpetrators who use strangulation are more likely to kill law enforcement officers, commit mass shootings. I believe the mass shooting that they recently had, I'm trying to remember the city now, he was a domestic violence perpetrator, and I believe he had strangulation in his history, too. So,
yeah. Yeah, a lot of the recent mass shootings you're seeing, there's a link to a history of domestic violence and or strangulation.
Yeah, those guys down in Sacramento were beating up their beating up their girlfriends, trying to make them into prostitutes.
Right.
And I think he did strangle her.
Correct.
Yeah, so you have a history of you know, domestic violence and human trafficking, and now mass shooting. So
yeah.
It's
well, they were gang members. I mean, these guys were bad guys. These were gang members, and you know, the gang members got in a shootout in Sacramento. Unfortunately, at least one innocent person was killed a block away. From what I understand, the homeless lady or around went back that far. I don't know about the rest of them, but they all weren't gang related. Unfortunately, though, that violence just didn't start there. You know, like we said, you know, this guy's had a Smiley has had, what a great name for a thug. Smiley has had this, a history of this. Should have still been in jail, in fact, but was released
early for good behavior.
Thank you. Thank you, State of California. Now, but going back to the strangulation thing here, it's kind of like that's the last big warning for somebody that they've been strangled to their unconscious. Or does it have to go to unconsciousness?
It doesn't have to go to unconsciousness. Damage can be done before you become unconscious. When you think about the structures that are inside your neck,
mm-hmm.
you have the carotid arteries, you have the jugular veins, you have the vertebral veins. Those are very fragile structures, and those can be damaged. And then we also have your larynx, and the structures in there, your trachea.
Mm-hmm.
So damage can be done before you become unconscious.
Yeah, there's about a 2% risk that you have a clot in your neck, and that clot can dislodge at some point over the next year. And if it does, you'll have a stroke. And so that's the risk with strangulation, is a tear in the lumen or the inner lining of the carotid arteries mm-hmm. and or the vertebral arteries.
Okay. All right, so is this a well-known phenomena? I mean, with people, I mean, with you all and me, because I was here when y'all were talking about it. But is this a phenomena that people are aware of?
They're starting to become aware. We are seeing our advocates speak with survivors. A number of survivors every single week that have experienced strangulation. My trafficking patients that I work with in the clinics, like I said, 52% have experienced strangulation. It's well known. However, survivors do tend to minimize it. I know 10 years ago, in high schools, kids were playing the choking game. So, yeah, and that's primarily because when you let go of the neck after you've been choked, the hormones that are released produce like a high feeling. So,
is that the autoeroticism type thing that when people are hanging themselves or... They get hung by accident.
Yeah, the euphoria you're seeing is a malfunction in the brain's function, potentially brain damage that's occurring. And that produces that euphoria, and then they keep going and going, and then, hey.
And then one day they kill themselves by accident, essentially.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Like David Carradine.
There's actually some research on, there's a researcher out of Canada who viewed videos of autoerotic fixation. So police find the person next day or days later, and the camera was on. And so they'll study those videos to study the effects of the hanging on the person. And so it's just, yeah, they go too far, and they lose consciousness, and then that's it. After a minute or two, they're gone.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We got to take a quick break here. I'm going to go get a drink of water. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. You know, Doug Tooley's been doing this for over 30 years, and he is the man to go to if you want to talk about Dish TV. He's the only one where you can get TV's only two-year price guarantee. Give him a call at 241-3474. Doug's a local guy. It's a veteran-owned business. You can trust Doug. He gives great service. And don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474 for Dish. We've had Dish for years, and Doug's been our man. And I can't say enough about the service or him being able to fix things and give you something that you don't usually have. And that's simple, reliable home entertainment. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
Did you know Shasta County District Attorney's Office, under the leadership of Stephanie Bridget, has a history of violating the U.S. Constitution by withholding potentially favorable evidence from a defendant? Recently, a Shasta County judge was compelled to dismiss several felony charges for this very reason. Instead of apologizing, the DA's office retaliated by preventing the same judge from hearing another trial and sending a clear message to other county judges. If you expose us, we will retaliate. Stephanie Bridget's leadership has failed once again.
Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidates.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering free seatings at our fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th, beginning at 9 a.m.
Seatings every 2 hours.
Buffet includes an array of sides and desserts, along with our signature omelet station and prime rib. Serve the side all-you-can-eat crab. Let us do all the preparing as you celebrate the mothers in your life.
Reservations highly suggested.
Book online at windriver.com or by calling 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu prices and seating, download the Wind River app and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
This is my fight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Nabat. It's Wednesday, the 27th, 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years. Cornerstone's been around, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. It's community-oriented, dedicated, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Dr. Dugan and Tiffany Otoboni from One Safe Place, and we're talking the problems in domestic violence when it comes to strangulation. 3 years ago, Dr. Dugan and Angela Jones went to a conference talking about this, and it appears that the, you know, all the studies have shown is that when the domestic violence reaches the point of where somebody is strangling the other, that probably the next step is death. Not because they're planning on killing them right then, maybe, but it's just a lead up. But they can kill them by accident or on purpose. And is it easy to strangle somebody?
It is. Yeah, it's actually pretty easy. It doesn't take much force either. You know, about the average force of a adult male handshake is enough to compress the blood vessels inside the neck. And so, if someone's reporting they're unable to breathe, that's also an indicator that there's enough force to compress the blood vessels in the neck. And within 5 to 10 seconds, you lose consciousness. If you hang on for another minute to 2 minutes, you're done.
That's it.
Yeah. It's a really, it's an anatomical weak point. Military's been aware of this for years. Yeah. That's why they train their soldiers to, in combat, books. These are books open to the public. I'm not a soldier myself or in the military, but, you read about that. They talk about it as an anatomical weak point because it is.
Okay. So what do you tell, when people are victims of this, what do you tell them?
Well, like I said, most will minimize, but I'm honest with them in a gentle way. I explain the dangers of what can happen, what might be going on inside their bodies, inside their brain. I also explain the dangers of staying with the person and what could likely happen to them that next time they could be killed. So I'm honest with them.
Well, if somebody resorts to, how many people that they've strangled somebody end up in jail? I mean, not kill them. It's just part of domestic violence. How many of them end up in jail and stay there?
So the beautiful thing about this is we're partnering. We work really well with our law enforcement agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been a number of prosecutions. I can't speak to the numbers because I'm not exactly sure, but I know you have Stephanie Bridget coming on next.
Well, she was, and what happened is she's gotten called away. She's going to be on next Tuesday.
So we have that next Tuesday.
We're going to have the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Yeah, because I want to talk to her about statistics and things like this next Tuesday.
They're very successful at prosecuting our DV and strangulation cases.
Deviant strangulation cases. Is that what it's called?
DV. Domestic violence. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I didn't know if they had.
And Dr. Dugan is very instrumental in assisting with those cases, too.
And I can tell you, DV, domestic violence, is actually pretty common. About 1 in 3 women, this is across the U.S., at some point in their life experience violence. The stats are also alarmingly high for men. And in a case where there's domestic violence, there's some studies that show up to half the patients are strangled. And so it's just incredible. And, in terms of sustaining brain injury, 75% sustain a brain injury. One time, 50% sustain multiple brain injuries. So strangulation in and of itself is more common than people think. And I think that part of the reason it's minimized is there's a percentage of patients who don't remember they lost consciousness. So this is documented going back to research in the 40s, but you can go on YouTube. There's a video, there's multiple videos, but there's one in particular I like to use called Sports Science. And it's a guy who wakes up, knows he's going to be strangled, right? He goes to work saying, I'm going to be strangled to the point of unconsciousness because I'm volunteering and they're going to record it. And the first thing he says when he wakes up is, did I get choked out? And he reports not having any memory of losing consciousness. and this is just anecdotal evidence, but we know based on our experience that patients will report this. So my group's actually studying that. We're going to be the first in the country to publish a study. What's the rate that someone loses consciousness and doesn't remember it? And now this is just preliminary data. This isn't published yet, but it's somewhere around 4 in 10 or 40%. So, you know, 40% of patients who lose consciousness when they wake up don't remember they lost consciousness. And that's just because you're usually in a fight or flight mode. So your body's kicking back into survival mode. It's not going to say, hey, wait, I'm going to sit here and, you know, think about this moment intensely right now and make sure I register this. And you've also killed cells responsible for forming memory. So it's no wonder when you wake up, you don't remember because the cells that are responsible for forming that memory are gone.
The short-term memory.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why, you know, the patients don't recall losing consciousness in that situation. It makes sense. It's logical.
Yes.
Well, this is this is really interesting in the sense that now you've got, because of this, because strangulation has been realized that what a problem it is for all the reasons you've said. When somebody strangles somebody, is it always anger or is it control?
It's both. Power and control. That when you strangle somebody, that is the best way to control somebody, because you take away our ability to breathe. That's a scary feeling, you know. Our victims are scared to death at that point when you can't breathe. So it's the ultimate in power and control.
Yeah, and think about strangulation too. Is if you don't let go, that patient dies. That person dies, right? I mean, it's different from hitting someone, right? Like, if you get hit in the head, it's a one-time hit, right? If you're never hit in the head after that, what's done is done. It's not like a continued applied, you know, hit or pressure, if you will, or force. But in strangulation, the force is continuous. And if it's enough to impede breathing to the point where you can't breathe, it's likely enough to impede blood flow. So if there's no change, let's say time froze in that, or, you know, person froze in that moment, and they don't let go within 1 to 2 minutes, that's it.
You know, somebody strangling somebody to death is really personal. It's like using a knife. It's not like shooting somebody or from long range or even short range. Using a knife, you've got to get in and you're touching. Strangling is even more so, depending on how they do it. I mean, they're looking them in the face when this is happening. So you have to ask yourself, has the person that's doing it, where are they at in their, where they can actually look at somebody, look them in the face and kill them like that by strangling them with their hands around their neck. On your studies, are most of them say it was an accident?
With the, in the medical literature, and when you look at the, both people who survive it called non-fatal strangulation and fatal, I mean, it's, you know, it's not. It's somebody held on.
Real serious.
And they held on for 1 to 2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Applied pressure anyway, yeah.
I think one of the questions that we asked during the exams is, what did the person strangling you look like? And most of the time it's like they become a different person. They're full of rage, they're... Mm-hmm. Pupils in their eyes are dilated. I've heard that. Their eyes are almost black from survivors. So it's like that rage turns them into somebody different.
Do you teach women who have been victims of domestic violence, you teach them how to prevent themselves from being strangled? I mean, there's ways to do that. At least to break contact with them.
Yeah.
So they can at least try to get away.
At one safe place, we're educating them on safety planning, how to remove themselves from the person.
At the beginning.
So that would be more for like a defense class.
Yeah. It's not even jiu-jitsu. It's just simple movements to break a stranglehold. Somebody's got their hands on you.
Right.
And, I mean... there's ways of doing that, but, you know, it's something you have to practice.
Yeah, and I think when we're working with them, they're fresh out of it,
mm-hmm.
and so we're just basically trying to get them to a place where they're either removing themselves from the home to a place...
Do people go back after they've been strangled?
Some do. just like the domestic violence cycle. Some do, yes. But you're planting seeds. You are planting seeds. We can't make people leave. So we're planting the seeds, and there's various reasons why somebody doesn't leave a domestic violence relationship.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the master when it comes to repairing windshields. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. It's a veteran-owned business, and Jeff Wurst knows what he's doing. He's not going to take a chance with your family's safety, whether it's a small chip that can grow into a large crack or a crack up to 24 inches in length. He can fix it. And he takes great care. He's very professional in it. You can get a free inspection and analysis just by going down to 3208 South Market Street, and he'll tell you if he can fix your windshield or if he can't. If he can, he'll send you to somebody he trusts. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Horst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's one of the good guys. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack, and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's 52 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's the 27th of April. It's 7:50 in the morning, and Estate Granite is bringing us this portion of the show. It's Estate Granite and Mike Huber. Now, Mike's been doing this for about 20 years. He has got an eye for perfection. It's a veteran-owned business. He did our kitchen, and it's truly a his work is artistic. And if you're looking at changing up your kitchen, your bathroom, or other rooms in your house, give Mike a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation. He works by appointments only. That's Estate Granite. And his website is estategranite.com. I'm here with Dr. Dugan and Tiffany Ottoboni from One Safe Place. And we're talking, believe it or not, we're talking about strangulation. And strangulation is at the last point in domestic violence, where the victim of domestic violence, whether it's male or female, can die. And it takes a special anger or a special type of hatred to strangle somebody, look them in the eye and strangle them, in my opinion. You were a victim, Tiffany, of domestic violence.
Correct.
And it took you years to break loose of this? Or several instances? Let me put it this way, several instances of it?
Several instances.
Because there wasn't a path out. When this happened to you?
There wasn't a path for me. What you need to understand is there are multiple reasons why we don't leave. For me, it was my children. What was going to happen to my children if I left? How was I going to survive? And then, of course, the emotional abuse of, you can't do this, you're no good, you're not a good mom, so there was a lot of reasons why I didn't leave, which is common with domestic violence victims. We don't leave for financial reasons, we don't leave for the kids, we're so isolated, we don't know where to go. And then there's a trauma bond. This is somebody that you love, somebody that promised to protect you, to take care of you, So there's a lot of reasons it's hard for people who are not in it to understand.
You're absolutely right. It's hard for me to put myself in that situation, because I grew up in a family where that wasn't a part of anywhere in our family that I knew of. Of course, a lot of times it's you wouldn't know about it because
we hide it.
You hide it.
We learn how to hide it real well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact though that the One Safe Place, and here's what One Safe Place to me always is that it's kind of like a beacon of hope.
Yeah.
That it's the pressure valve. It's a place that people can go to and be safe.
in a non-judgmental form because we realize that people might go back. We're just planting seeds. We are giving them the safety net, you know, and when they're ready to leave, we're there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always going to be there. There are so many resources that they have.
You know, we talk about, and I would be remiss if I didn't say this, we talk a lot about, oh, look at the stats for Shasta County and our ACEs and our domestic violence. But I think part of that is because we take it really seriously in Shasta County.
Oh, yeah.
That we're no different than Stockton and these others. In fact, we're probably better. But because other counties don't take it as seriously as we do and don't have the assets that we have put into it, to work with our kids. And a good example was yesterday, last night at the, at Charlu's Tap House was, bringing awareness and funding for the teen centers. That helps. But having a place like One Safe Place, having police trained, having school teachers trained, of course your numbers are going to be higher. And yet we use that. Oh, well, look how high our numbers are. Well, they're higher because we keep track of them.
Right.
And I will bet you other counties, I mean, you're involved in it. They don't care as much as we do, or at least they're not putting the efforts into it.
I don't think it's that they don't care.
Well, that's,
I think it's,
they don't put the effort into it though.
I can't speak for other counties. I just know that our law enforcement agencies are so well versed with domestic violence. And they're so well versed with strangulation. So when they're out on the street and they're taking care of an incident, they recognize the signs of strangulation. So they're getting, you know, the victim the help that he or she needs. And I will say I've worked with quite a few of our officers and deputies, and I'm just impressed at the level of compassion and understanding they have for the victims. You know, they really, really do.
Yeah. Well, they see this too much.
All the time.
And they see the results of it.
Yeah.
And, okay. Can we end on a higher note?
Yes, please.
Okay. What is that?
You know, I think hope, just knowing that, you can, we have this clinic available to the community. We don't charge for it either. Mm-hmm. We don't charge anything for the diagnostic imaging. And just knowing that there's a medical resource out there, knowing that Once a Place has the services that they have, it sets our community apart, I think. And, again, I feel very fortunate, Shasta Community Health Center and the partnership with them and One Safe Place and all the other community partners to really bring this for patients of domestic violence and strangulation.
Hey, I want to apologize to Nick. I knew you were on the line, Nick, and I just totally forgot. Nick had asked how many, he was wondering how many strangulation cases had the DA prosecuted. I'm sure that's not what his question was. I'm sorry, Nick. I haven't had coffee this morning. So that would be something I can ask the DA. I'm not going to spring it on her because, I'm not sure, you know. So, call our office today.
Yeah.
See what we got there.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And the successful prosecutions, I do know, have resulted in longer sentences.
Well, it's attempted murder. At that point, is it attempted murder or just assault? Do you have to have like brain damage before it's attempted murder? Or is it attempted murder or somebody just lost it at that point? And, you know, I've done this too much in my life. I know what it takes to do this.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's a really good question for the DA, as she knows the law and the legal stuff behind it.
Okay. Well, I've got this down as a question I'm going to send off to her, because I'm not going to just drop on her about the cases that they have. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks so much. I mean, this is a serious, serious problem.
Yeah.
And we have clinics now. And the clinics do what?
So we have trained forensic medical examiners, like myself, for example, mm-hmm. and I run the team. And so we'll conduct a full forensic medical exam on the patient, and we'll go over all of their injuries with them. One of the things I stress is, in strangulation, only about half the time there's visible injuries externally. And those injuries, you know, only linger for a few days, you know, maybe a week or two. Everything else is internal. But you could have a really serious internal injury, right? You could have brain injury, or you could have a clot sitting in your neck. You know, mm-hmm. it could dislodge at any point next year and give you a stroke. So I go over all those injuries with the patient, all the diagnostic findings. And, again, it's completely covered by grants. So, you know, you're there. You're getting the medical care. It doesn't matter what your insurance is. We see patients from out of counties. We see patients from seven counties. So mm-hmm. it doesn't matter to me, your insurance, whatever. It doesn't matter my clinic. You're going to get top-notch medical care, diagnosis, and treatment. And I go over everything with the patient right there in the room.
Which clinic is this?
This is the strangulation clinic at One Safe Place. Okay. And I coordinate the exams. And I actually walk with the survivors from start to finish through the exam. Okay. And we have, and One Safe Place.
How many cases do we have a year? We've run out of time.
Ballpark is around 100 for my team. That's including other sites too. But yeah, the lion's share, overwhelming lion's share is at One Safe Place. So it's a ballpark about 100 a year. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is quite a lot. I mean, you think about county, you know, but like you pointed out earlier, we raised awareness for this and our patients know about it.
Yeah. 8 or 9 a month. Yeah.
Well, we have clinic every Thursday morning.
So. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We got a break for the news, and when we come back, Celestina Traver will join us from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
From congressional Republicans, more than 50 GOP lawmakers signing a letter accusing the secretary of trashing the security of our southern border, of failing to enforce U.S. immigration laws, and of willingly endangering American citizens. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are prepared to fight to keep Title 42 border restrictions in place. McConnell is talking about tacking an amendment onto a $10 billion pandemic relief package. The add-on would require continuing enforcement of Title 42.
I want to make it clear to you and to the Majority Leader that we'll need to have a Title 42 vote at some point here, in all likelihood, on the COVID package.
McConnell says the southern border is already entirely too open. He says dropping Title 42 would only make things worse. Ukrainian President Zelensky blames Russia for several explosions in a pro-Moscow district of Moldova on the border with Ukraine. Zelensky accuses Russia of conducting another false flag operation in the region where 1,500 Russian troops are stationed.
And the fear is from the Ukrainian side that it's going to lead either to those 1,500 troops invading, taking part in the war, something they haven't done so far, or possibly it might give further justification for the Russians, is signaling their intent to carry on their push westward.
The BBC's Joe Inwood in Kiev. A prisoner swap with Russia has resulted in the release of American Marine Corps veteran Trevor Reed, held in a Moscow jail since 2019. Watching Wall Street, the Dow's up 173 points, the NASDAQ 94 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Chinese drone company DJI Technology temporarily suspending business in Russia and Ukraine to ensure that its products are not used during the hostilities.
The decision seems to be based on two factors. DJI has said its products are for civilian use only, and it doesn't want them to be used to cause harm. The world's leading drone manufacturer could also be worried that sales to Western countries might be hit if it continues selling to Russia. In a statement, it said it was looking at compliance requirements in different countries. This is the first major Chinese company to take this action. Other firms there have been cautious about suspending business with Russia because the government in Beijing opposes sanctions on Moscow.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. A federal appeals court has agreed to reconsider a ruling that rejected California's first-in-the-nation ban on for-profit private prisons and immigration detention facilities. News and analysis, townhall.com. A Japanese woman recognized as the world's oldest person has died.
Kanae Tanaka was 119, just short of her goal of reaching 120. Born January 2nd, 1903, Tanaka loved playing board games, and she had a fondness for chocolate and fizzy drinks. She was certified by Guinness World Records as the oldest living person in 2019, back when she was only 116. She claimed she was still enjoying life and had hoped to live until 120. Tanaka died April 19th. Jason Walker reporting.
SpaceX has launched four astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA. The Falcon rocket blasted off before dawn today from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. The astronauts expected to arrive at the space station tonight. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, the 27th of April, and 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Why not go to the number one medical center here in Shasta County? Let me see, Jared, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like?
Let's see. Sorry, I was looking at the National Day calendar. It looks like it's still currently 48 degrees. Today it's going to be increasing clouds with a chance of showers tonight with a high of 76, low 48. Tomorrow we have a chance of showers, and it's going to be mostly clear tomorrow night with a high of 69, a low of 45. On Friday it's going to be sunny with a high of 78, a low of 53. On Saturday we have a chance of showers all day, hopefully, with a high of 78 to low of 51. Sunday is going to be mostly sunny with a high around 80 and a low of 51. And
I'm wondering if Saturday, with it being raining all day, if that's going to give me an excuse to not do too much, clean up my room.
Well,
my room has become the repository of everything. All of a sudden, all my hunting stuff that I've been doing, I've been putting it on one side, and then it's on the other side, and now the two sides have met in the middle. I'm going to have to do something about this. Anyway,
well, that was pretty much it. I left out Sunday.
Well, let's hope we do. We need some showers here.
Sunday, slight chance of showers, yeah. Partly cloudy. High of 51, low of, or high of 80, low of 51.
Ooh, 80. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Okay. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a better-known business. They treat their customers very, very well. They treat them as warm friends. And seniors and veterans get discounts there. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, originally we had Doug Jenke scheduled for today. And I've moved Doug so that we can get him on a permanent day on Thursdays, the first Thursday of each month. So that's the way that's going to work. We had Stephanie Bridget that's coming in at 8 o'clock and called me yesterday she had something really happened, so she couldn't be here this morning. And Celestina Traver called at about the same time and said, hey, I can be there tomorrow. Because we have Celestina scheduled here whenever she wants to come in. And so it all worked out. So now we have Celestina, so I didn't have to really do anything. Everybody just kind of filled in. So thanks for being with us, Celestina.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
Okay. Well, you know, you, of course, head up the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and do a spectacular job.
Thank you.
You know, one of your former Shasta County Veteran Services officers just came in to see me the other day. Dave.
Oh, Dave, yes. We're going to miss him.
Dave's moving.
I know.
Or they've moved.
So
kind of, mostly.
Tommy left California.
Tommy went back to North Carolina.
North Carolina. Bob Dunlap left California.
Bob did.
He's in Texas now.
My goodness, yeah. That's why I haven't seen him lately.
Yep. And now Dave.
And Dave's moving to South Dakota.
Yes.
And I said, South Dakota, Dave? I've been in South Dakota. I've been there. I've been there when it's cold. And I've been there during, you know, in South Dakota.
That's what
Sturgis,
I told him.
Sturgis is a great
it's
run.
Cold.
But you can have hail and heavy torrential rains and then sun in the afternoon there.
Yeah.
And but they've moved. They're in, yeah. I guess they're just finishing up their move up to South Dakota. No state income tax. Gas is $3 a gallon, you know.
They like their Second Amendment rights.
Second Amendment. Yeah. That's Noel is the... the lady who's the governor of South Dakota ought to be making a run at president here soon.
Really?
I would think. Well,
maybe.
You know what? She's got all the qualifications. She's smart. She's smart. She knows how government works. She's not afraid to take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to see her. I'd like to see more of her. So
nice.
Anyway, but that's our Veterans Service Office is here, and you've got a lot of things we need to catch up all of our veterans on and other people because it can affect them too. So
yeah.
Let's start.
All right. So I do want to let everybody know we're doing the stand down this year in October 27th, 28th. Setups on the 26th, teardowns on the 29th. And so we're asking for any nonprofits that would like to share their benefits with our veterans, please call our office and let us know. We have a stand down committee. That has been put in place, and we're moving forward with it'll be at the fairgrounds this year again.
Okay, now what this is it's a how long does this last? 3 days? 2 days?
2 days.
2 days.
Yes.
We bring in veterans from all in the surrounding counties too.
Yeah, they have vans that go out.
Vans and go out and get them.
Yeah.
And this is a hand up. This isn't a handout.
Correct.
And in there, they've been able to get their driver's licenses back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's medical, dental.
DMV's there.
DMV.
Child support services is there to help them. Yeah.
They have to spend the night there. All food is provided.
Yeah.
Volunteers. We're usually down there on that Friday. We have a remote there to talk to some of the veterans and how it's helped them. Some of the veterans, because of this, who have been fallen on hard times because of this, have then gotten their lives back in the line again, and they come back as volunteers to help.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they just needed that one push or being able to get them into homes. You know, get them off the streets, if that's the case. But, and it doesn't mean that they're all homeless, though. We've had families come in there, that need assistance.
It's anybody with a roadblock to success.
Yeah.
Really. You know, we're there. It's a one-stop shop. They get everything. I even think the Lions are doing a pre-screening, eye screenings.
There's glasses there.
Glasses. Yes. Everything.
I think even their animals.
Yes.
Get. A vet check.
They do.
They get a veterinarian, a local veterinarian. We'll look at all the animals and see if they need anything, if they need shots or anything.
Yeah.
So it all comes under. It's you're just not giving things. These are people that have this is maybe there is that one roadblock there. They used to come down there and be able to clear off some of the misdemeanors also.
Yeah, we used to have the courts there. And and I did ask for if the courts could come back at least one day. I haven't heard, but we're hoping that they come back on site.
Yeah.
It's helpful because if they have a misdemeanor or something and that's preventing them from, you know, getting a job or if they need something. I don't know what the courts can and cannot do, but I think they're an important part
DMV
of...
DMV is a big thing.
DMV is a big thing.
To be able to get their licenses back for
Absolutely.
Some reason.
Absolutely. Right. Or even what about a state ID? Any ID would be nice, you know? And they can possibly, maybe, let's see if we can get veteran put on their driver's license also. I know our office, we assess everyone that goes through there on benefits, seeing if we can get them some money, some more money, so that they can afford housing, so they can afford, you know, some stability in rent. And we also have the VHA there, the VA clinic, and they assess for medical and see if we can sign them up for medical. So it's an amazing connection. They're just all these wonderful connections they make.
And they're always looking for volunteers to help, you know, get the tents up, to help with the cooking. Even though they have a gentleman come in, I think it's Jamie, isn't it, out of Enterprise High School, that was cooking there. And he's the head of their culinary program there. What?
I don't know. Leedy? Is it Leedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie Leedy.
Okay.
And he, in fact, their culinary program in Enterprise High School has won state. You know, they've taken state a couple of times.
That's amazing.
So he's there.
And it's good food.
Oh, it's great food.
You know? And, yeah.
SOS.
We do need volunteers. Please help us and make this successful.
Now, if people want to volunteer, who do they call? I mean, we're going to be talking a lot between now and then, but if we can get people starting to sign up now.
Yeah, they can call our office at 225-5616 and let us know and give us your name and phone number, and we'll get it to the committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We're talking things that are important to veterans, but not just veterans, but their families, because we're going to talk about aid in attendance, and also what happens when that veteran dies and they've been the main money, or they've been the main provider through their retirement or disability and all that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's a great place. It has everything from Native American to specially designed pieces and everything in between it. And, like I said, a fabulous selection at very fair prices. 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent two decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
In 2019, Christopher McHatton killed Stephen Johnson with a hammer. The big question, why? The Shasta County District Attorney spent hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars only to have the murder conviction reversed on appeal. Why? Because Ben Hanna, Stephanie Bridget's right-hand man, quote, misled the jury. The appellate court stated the magnitude of the error was great, prejudicial, and requires reversal. Now Shasta County taxpayers will be forced to fork out thousands more for retrial. It's time to restore competency to the DA's office. Pay for it by Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or attendance committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group,
We're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. And today's the 27th, 8:20 in the morning, and it's 52 degrees out there. It'll be a sunny day. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. Two separate divisions there, Insurance and Financial, and Judy Maxwell is running both of them, of course. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. To be able to make sure is that they will be taken care of both in their insurance needs and financial needs. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can give Judy or any of her professionals a call at 221-0441. I'm here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, officer.
Good morning.
And you're just also you were designated by the state as one of the top people, right?
Yes, yes.
What was that?
Trailblazer. Yeah. I was a 2001 Woman Veteran Trailblazer Award from CalVet. Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And then you had all of the veteran service officers up here, and you hosted a conference up here.
Huge conference, yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. Yeah, it was very successful, and they're still talking about it. And then I have been appointed by CACVSO recently as the chair to the Women's Veterans, representing Women Veterans Chair, mm-hmm. and bringing more and developing programs in the North State for women veterans. So I
How many women veterans do we have up here?
So we're still going through our database to find that out. I have a couple people going through that. The VA clinic, I think, says around 250. We have about 1,000 to 1,100 in our database, but with the fires and with all the COVID and people moving out of California, we're revisiting that and calling all of them to see if they're still here.
Okay.
We'll have probably in a couple months, I could probably give you a better figure of what we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the VA says they're seeing 250, but you're thinking there's probably 1,000 in our county.
Oh, yeah.
That would make sense because we have 17,000 veterans in our county.
Yes.
And then that makes sense. Now, we lose veterans.
We do.
For a variety of reasons, but a lot of them just move.
Move. A lot of, we're seeing a lot of people, a lot of deaths.
A lot of deaths.
A lot of older veterans live here.
Yeah. They come up here to retire.
They do. Yeah. And we're seeing a lot more deaths this year than we have last few years. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, well, let's talk about that. If a veteran, you know, a veteran spent, you know, made a career of the military,
mm-hmm.
they have their retirement, they mm-hmm. have their VA. Their spouses will have TRICARE, and then also they may be 100% disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And the day he dies or she dies, it all ends.
The VA.
Or does it?
So the 100% service connection of $3,000 will end immediately. And what we're asking everybody to do is come into our office if you're older than 65. Well, I want everybody to come into our office. But we would like to go over your benefits, your aging benefits, because we're getting a lot of calls, a lot of people, widows coming in and saying, hey, we're telling them that their money is going to stop, and the look and the shock on their face is, what? Wait, I won't have any money. I only make $800 on Social Security. How am I supposed to live? We don't want to be able to deliver it that way. We do not want any widow shocked and worried how she or he's going to live, because they only have Social Security and they didn't know about this. So one of my goals is to reach every single veteran in Shasta County and let them know their benefits.
What benefits does a widow have?
Well, she could get widow's pension.
Uh-huh. How much is that?
You know, it depends on her income. So that's why it's not a... So when she gets Social Security,
mm-hmm.
it's the amount of Social Security she gets and the gap between that and the... that invisible ceiling of poverty. So whatever that is, it fills in that gap. So let's say, I don't know what the poverty level is.
Let's say it's 40,000.
Well, let's do monthly. Let's say it's $1,200 is the poverty level.
Oh, it is?
I'm not sure. I don't know the exact number.
Okay.
I haven't checked lately. And she's only getting $849 in Social Security, mm-hmm. right? Then widow's pension fills that gap up to the $1,200 for the poverty. And she gets a little bit more, but it's not enough. But we do also want to tell people about our aid in attendance, which is huge. If you need care.
Are widows available mm-hmm. to get that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, widows and veterans. So we want to make sure that everybody is very aware of all the benefits that they get. And then we have a DIC, which is if your husband's 100% service connected, then you are eligible to apply for DIC. The thing is...
What's DIC mean?
So it's like it's your entitlement because your husband or wife was 100% service connected. And so, it's a set amount and it doesn't have to do, your income doesn't take, it's not taken into consideration. So, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough to live on again. So that's why we
want $400-$500 a month or something.
Oh, it's more like $1,600 dollars a month, $1,400 to $1,600.
Okay,
but still, look at the inflation.
I understand that. So, but it's another $1,600 that you can be added on to the aid in attendance if you need that.
Well, the aid in attendance is a stipend attached to the widow's pension.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if they get all of those, it takes it up to what? $2,500, something like that?
Not quite.
Not quite.
No.
But still, it's better than nothing.
It's better than $800 for Social Security, you know.
Yeah.
And there's other things that we connect them with. We want to make sure the burial's in place. We want to make sure that they have honor you know, the veteran has honors at the burial. We have so many things that we can help them and connect them to and file for. We also talk about the $10,000 life insurance policy if you're 100% service connected that can get. And if your husband or wife dies and they're 100% service connected, when you apply for widow's pension or DIC, it takes 3 to 4 months to get that kicked in, you know. So how are you going to live, you know? So we call and get the life insurance started, the paperwork sent to you so that you can get that started right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that it kind of fills in that gap because we understand you need money to live on.
Well, the $10,000, how long does that take to get?
Oh, just not very long.
Okay, so that's
not
a short
long.
Period of time.
Oh, very short. Less than a month.
Once the paperwork's filled out. Can you have the paperwork filled out, everything except date of death?
I don't think they'll give it to you until you show a death certificate.
Well, no, I understand that, but you can have all the paperwork done, so you get the death certificate and just hand it over.
You could.
That would help.
You can get it off the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and she's talking about what happens, people who have spent their lives in the military, the spouse has the retirement, and he has the, or she has the disability, but the day that they pass, all of that stops.
Yes.
And that can be a hardship on a lot of people.
It can be.
And I know in 2-3 cases that's happened. And it was just like, what?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's man's last stronghold. It's a great place to get your haircut. Two guys there, Tim and Logan. And they work by appointment only. You give them a call at 244-9478. It's where I've had my hair cut since I've lived in Reading. It's, you know, when you find something that works, you just don't change. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hot cars
and cool April nights
happening now through May 1st.
Up to 2,000 classic cars are rolling through town today, packed with classic vintage fun.
Don't miss today's Paint Mart and Inner City Batteries Show and Shine from 11 to 2.
And Reading Drag Strip Show and Shine today from 3 to 6 p.m. with races to follow.
And tonight, live entertainment by Billy and the Jets at the Reading Civic Center.
from 6 to 9. Then grab your lawn chairs for C.R. Gibbs American Grill Drive-In Movie Night, 9:30 to 11:30 for American Graffiti.
For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, Cresco Equipment, Block Beverage, Save Mart, Crown Camera, McDonald's, Union Bank, and this radio station.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl in the Body, 35 in the morning here on the 27th, 55 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have all your tobacco needs, all the accessories. They have been in business at that same location for over 30 years. Shelley is one of those unsung heroes that helps in so many of our nonprofits and helping with that. They have a walk-in humidor that is just second to none. Great selection of cigars and all the accessories for that. That's Tobacco and Brew, open Monday through Saturday. I'm here with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, and we were talking about what happens when the veteran passes away and the some of the avenues that are open for the for their widow or widower afterwards. So now, there's other things. We talked about the stand down that's happening in October.
We did. And
right.
We
now, you've got some other things happening.
We do. Here. We have, well, in May 30th, which is actually the Monday, Memorial Day event will be happening at the Convention Center or Civic Center, whichever one you call it, at the Veterans Grove. And it starts at 11 and it goes 1 hour. So we usually have about 40 different organizations that lay wreaths. So if you're interested in laying a wreath, please call our office at 225-5616 and let us know. If you're a reoccurring wreath layer, then we already have you on the list. So we usually have, about 200, 250 people that come out that day and that morning, and we're going to have a guest speaker, and Echo Taps is going to be played by two students from Foothill High School, so it should be a wonderful ceremony to honor those who have died for our country.
Well, It always is on Memorial Day.
Yes.
Who's going to be? Is there going to be a guest speaker and all that?
It is. We're going to have a guest speaker. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So, and then our office, along with partnering with CalVet and the VA clinic in Sacramento, we are going to attempt again to put on the Women's Veterans Festival at Anderson River Park. Last year we had it planned, and then we couldn't do it because of COVID, so we are trying it again. It's going to be in August 20th. From 9 to 1, we are going to be sending out Save the Dates gift or postcards this week. We're asking for vendors, community partners, and all veteran organizations to come by and have a vendor table. But we're doing a little bit different. We're going to ask, it's more of a festival. So every vendor we're going to ask to do something fun for the veteran, woman veteran, and their family. It could be face painting. It could be a drawing table center. It could be teaching people how to play bocce ball. It could be holding horseshoe tournaments. You know, we're open to anything you want to do and share, but we're looking for our community partners to step up and have a table. We're also going to have a band out there and some food trucks. So this is an exciting event for us. And we are actually have a link we're going to post, and we're going to send out the link so everybody can register, because we're going to have a registration.
Okay. And when's this going to happen?
August 20th from 9 to 1.
Okay.
Early in the morning, you know, before the heat hits. So, because we know it's going to be hot.
Well, it usually is.
Yeah, but you know what's cool is Anderson River Park has that water park for kids.
It does.
And so when they get
and it's hot, cooler on the river.
It is. It is cooler. So coming up this weekend is Headwaters Adventure Company. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've posted this or said anything about it, but they're holding a life vest distribution for this Saturday from 10 to 4, and it's on 2655 Park Marina. And what's cool is they're giving free vests for use under 125 pounds. So that kind of rolls me into the Lions Clubs in Shasta County are holding a sundial splash. So that's coming up in June for veterans. This would be a great thing for veterans to get out and float down the river with your family. And so now all your kids, if you go this Saturday, all your kids have free life vests, and then you can float down the river. So it's a really cool thing. It's a 6-mile route. It starts at Riverfront Park, and it ends at South Bonneview Boat Ramp.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have food trucks and bands, and there is giveaways. And so I just want to invite all the veterans out there so that they know about it. It gives them something to do. It's kind of
cool. Well, it gives everybody something to do.
It does.
And that's going to be this weekend?
This weekend, Headwaters is giving away their Life Vest.
Life Vest.
And then June?
And then in June.
18th.
June 18th.
It's going to be a float down the river.
And you have to bring your own floaties.
You have to bring your own floaties. But I believe the Sheriff's Department is safe. So let's say people have never done it before but wanted to, but they're too scared and they don't know how to maneuver Sacramento River.
Yeah.
We're going to have actually people on the river to help. So it's going to be safe. It's going to be there's going to be a lot of people out there just making sure everybody's safe and kind of guiding them on how to do it. So it's a good time for first-time Raptors.
Sounds good to me. or we could, Jared, you and I could make a raft out of empty beer cans. Have you thought about that?
Sounds good.
No, if we can make, if we start working now. And if we start working now.
I think we can manage that by June.
Yeah, by June we should be able to have enough. Well, how many beer cans do you think it would take to make a raft?
I'm not sure.
So, you know, I'm not sure if, you know, I think that you'd have to have at least probably two or three levels of beer cans. and then some plywood on top of it. And then, you know, you'd have to have a holder for the beer, case of beer, to be able to replace the cans that fall off as you're floating down the river. And, but we would probably need safety vest for this.
Probably.
And adults to watch us.
I agree.
I mean, a beer can, I mean, they float, don't they?
I don't know.
Well, you can't have.
And also, we need some that are unopened, too, right?
Well, yeah. Well, you have to do that because it's a long float.
No alcohol float.
It's a no alcohol float.
I was joking.
Yeah, so was I. We get that near beer or stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah. So I wanted to remind everybody that fall semester is coming up. And at Shasta College, Butte, Chico, all of that. So if you have a teen and you're a disabled veteran, did you know that they go to college for free tuition? That's huge. We are getting a lot of people coming in not realizing that, wait a minute, if I can get service-connected and I can get disabled at a 0%, 10%, any percent, my kid can go to, my 18-year-old, can go to college, a community college, UC mm-hmm. Davis, a CSU, USC, UC, free
can,
tuition.
Can the veteran go?
No. Okay. This is for their dependents.
Children.
Yes.
Dependents.
It's one of the, only benefits that their dependents have. And work for it.
Oh, it should be. So yes. They can go to any Cal State University and have free tuition.
Absolutely.
You still have to pay for the books. But you have free tuition, though.
Yes.
That'll save you several thousand a year.
Well, Davis is about $48,000 a year. And so, Chico State's a little over $24,000 a year. So look at that money you can save. So if you want to know about the program, obviously there is rules that go along with it. But please come into our office, talk to Tara. She's our office assistant. She runs that program, and we'll get you started.
Cool.
Exciting.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative. Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack, and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios.
Was that your Elaine dance?
It was my Elaine dance. If you haven't ever watched Seinfeld, there was this one that Elaine, danced so horribly. And they showed she was walking down the street with Seinfeld and a street band's playing and she starts dancing and the street band stops. They're watching her. Anyway, she's obviously gone to the Carl Bott School of Dance.
Yeah.
Good morning. We have with us Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and we've covered so many things going on here.
Yeah.
One thing is, though, if you know a veteran, or if you are a veteran and you've just gotten into the area, or you've been here for a while and you haven't stopped by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, you need to do that.
Yes.
I avoided doing that the first time I retired. And didn't go to the VA, didn't do anything. And the second time, after they called me back in and I moved up here, because we had started a radio show and people were talking about the veteran VA clinic we had here. So I went down to the VA clinic. And then I met Dave from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Mm-hmm. He said, "You got to come down." And yeah, I went down there, but then Celestina pulled me in, and for our veterans and families, listen to me when I say this. These are not entitlements. These are benefits that your veteran has earned, or you as a veteran have earned. And if you don't know what they are, education, health. I mean, there's so many important things that, yeah, you know, whoa, hey, I'm in great shape. I'm 30 years old and all this, but you know, that slows down after a while. You need to get into the system, at least so that if something does happen,
yeah,
that you can be helped. And the Shasta County Veterans Service Office has, I don't know, how many people you have down there now?
Eight so far.
So far. She's building her little empire. But what it does is each one of them has a number of clients,
mm-hmm,
that come in, and they're seen every day, or people coming in every day. You've helped, I don't know, how many people did you help last year?
So, as of July 1st of 2021 to present, there's been 4,576 people that we have come into our office that we helped.
And, you know, and then if you've got a, like maybe you've got a parent that is suffering from, you know, some dementia or something like this, they're starting, or they've got a, you know, broken hips or things, you know, something, anything. You've got this aid in attendance that that they have earned. I have a friend who is a young guy and, you know, relatively young guy in good shape, but he got his foot injured, or his foot, his feet were injured while on active duty. And he was, he had to have an operation and all that, and he got aid in attendance during that time, to help him. So, it's not just for, like you might think, just elderly people there.
True. And then it, let's say you're service connected and you go into surgery, then we can get you a temporary, what you're talking about is temporary 100%. So through convalescent so that you can, if, and that kind of covers like if you're working full time and you no longer can work and you're off work, it kind of helps fill in the gaps.
Well, it does.
It really helps. So we have so many benefits, and we would like to really figure out, and I'm open to suggestions on this, but I would like to get the younger people coming in. You know, the younger people, we're seeing we're not seeing as many younger people in their 20s getting out of the military, but we would really like to talk about your benefits. And a lot of people are like, I'm working full time. I don't need the money. But it's not really necessarily about the money per se. It's about your benefits you've earned. It's connected to your Social Security number. And we just want to inform you because anything can happen. Life is fragile and anything can happen at any time. And we want to connect you. We want to connect with you. And so please, no matter how old you are, you could be 20, you could be 90, 100, please just stop by our office, and we're free. And we're veterans serving veterans as well. So we understand. Each of us have a different time and era. So we have women, we have men. We're there to serve our veterans of this county. And it's really important that we get a chance to do so.
And I can tell you, everybody that I have talked to that has gone down through the Shasta County Veterans Service Office has been taken care of. I've seen it when they had to push things through quickly because of injuries or life-changing events, that they get on it.
Mm-hmm.
And not that they're not doing it all the time, but they can also put it on a front burner to help people.
Yes.
So, but that's what they're there for. And this is something people also need to know. This is an at-will office. Yeah. The county does not have to have a Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
That is correct.
And, you know, and so they take the money out of the general budget, I think.
Part of it, and then part of it
comes from the state.
CalVet, yes.
CalVet. Well, that's good. It's the way it should be.
I agree.
So, you know, having that ability right here in our own county, right here in Redding, is something that needs to be taken advantage of.
Yes, and you know, the CEO really supports our office, and I appreciate that, and he's really open to serving veterans, and that is really nice to have a county that does support us.
Instead of just putting it on a sign that says Shasta County supports its veterans.
Exactly.
They do it.
And
they do other things too, like they painted the vets hall.
Yes.
Which needed a paint job.
They did.
You know, there's so many things that are hosted there, can be hosted there. The Healing Waters, which is a veteran-based organization for veterans who are transitioning back or disabled veterans, had their a banquet there, and there's a number of things that have happened.
Healing Waters is an amazing program.
It is.
They teach fly fishing.
They not just teach fly fishing. They take veterans out on fly fishing trips. They have the access to many, many places that a lot of people don't because it's private property. They teach fly rod building, making your own flies, tying your own flies, There's just a number of things. It's a great organization.
That's
also.
That's
so,
cool.
But the but again, the Shasta County does support its veterans, but you got to give them a chance.
Yes, please come on in. We have brought in this last year over $3 million to veterans' pockets, mm-hmm. and a lot of that's reoccurring monthly payments that they will get for the rest of their life. And we filed over almost little under 1,000 claims so far. So we're just moving and shaking. We're filing. We're helping. We're not just a resource office. We actually file legal federal claims. And all of my vet reps are accredited with the Office of General Counsel website, and they all have an accreditation number. So this allows them to get into the federal computer system, track your claim, and help you beyond what you could do on your own.
Okay, I've run out of time. I'm going to ask you something off the air about DD-214s. But if you're looking for a DD-214, which is where everything starts, you can either go online or you can go down to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and get you a copy of your 214. You know, you may have gotten it 20 years ago and you don't know where it is. You moved several times and you have no idea where it's at. Well, you can get another one relatively easy.
Absolutely. 1855 Shasta Street.
There you go. Thanks so much, Celestina, being here today, but for everything you do.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, tomorrow, Backcountry Horseman and much more on the show tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. And it's good guys against bad guys. Obviously, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office are good guys.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.